Welcome, all you Plus Two Comedy Modifiers, to another episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. My name is TV's Noah Houlihan, and before we get to a fantastic episode with the hosts of the Breaking the Fourth Wall podcast, I gotta tell you about some upcoming shows. This very weekend, July 23rd and 24th, in Runnymede, New Jersey, at the La Quinta Inn, we will be at New Jersey GamerCon. Yes, we did a whole podcast about it last week. Check it out. It's going to be fantastic. We will be doing stand-up comedy. We will be doing Game the Gamer. We will be hosting the tournament, which is Street Fighter 2 on cabinet, Mortal Kombat 3, Mario Kart 8, and Super Smash Bros., plus a bunch of free-to-play arcade games, plus Game Boat's going to be there. It's going to be a fantastic time. Please, come check us out in Runnymede, New Jersey for New Jersey GamerCon. If you can't make it to that, then please come see us at Otakon. We are returning to Baltimore, Maryland at the Baltimore Convention Center on August 12th through the 14th, where we will be debuting the newest episode of Beyond the Tentacle. So please come see us at Otakon. Also, this episode of the Plus Two Comedy Podcast is brought to you by the Ultimate Metaphysics Company, the leader in metaphysical products and services, specializing in genuine spirit vessels, direct bindings, classes on magic over Skype, powerful amulets, and spell casting services. Their prices are very reasonable, and their customer service is the very best in the business. So, please go check out what they have to offer. You can either go to the link below, or you can go to ultimatemetaphysicscompany.com. And now, without any further ado, take it away, a Kirby Crackle. We're on the road, we're going home, to the place where wild nerds roam, with pretty girls and dudes and caves. Going to cons is our escape. It's like Mecca for geeks in a star-filled sky, where you can meet all your heroes and none of them fly. We're on the road, we're going home.
Who's ready for a podcast? Who's here to do other things that's currently being annoyed by a podcast? Yeah, we got extra hate this time. That's good.
Extra hate or extra heat?
Extra heat.
Both.
Ooh. And who's part of an Understanding Armada group? Good to have you guys here. This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast coming to you live from Nerdvana. That's 3003 English Creek Avenue in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. I'm your host, as always, TV's Noah Houlihan, and I am joined, as always, by the Holtzman to my Abby, Mr. Will Liam. How you doing, Will?
Are you Abby?
I think I drive the ship here.
Wait, which one's... Hold on, I'm gonna confuse up their names. Which one's Kristen Wiig?
Aaron.
Yeah, you're more like an Aaron than an Abby.
How dare you? We're moving on. Our guests insulted. This week are the hosts of the Breaking the Fourth Wall podcast. Please give it up for Mike Amadeus Thorne.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Brian Haddon. Hayden? Jesse Logan. Jesse Logan.
Oh, he called you Jesse Logan. Oh, man.
Everybody gets one.
One, that's it.
I've known these guys for a long time. These guys helped me break into the wrestling business.
Or
helped me get broken by the wrestling business. One of the two. Breaking and wrestling was involved.
I think a little bit of both.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely. And we like to start with an icebreaker question. This was left by one of our previous guests. This is left by Jerry from New Jersey GamerCon. And he wants to know, what is your favorite stand-up arcade cabinet?
Really?
Yes, what? Yes, really.
Oh, God.
No, we ask questions we don't want answers to.
Yeah, I know you do. You did it to me all the time. The company I worked for. What? I have to say WrestleFest.
WrestleFest?
Absolutely. Best game ever.
WrestleFest?
Yes.
Who was in WrestleFest?
Who was in WrestleFest? I'm an 80s kid. Remember that? I'm old.
Are you making this up? Because you're getting
real
defensive.
No, I'm not making it. It was called WrestleMania, maybe? Bossman was in, Hogan was in, Warrior was in, Honky Tonk Man. I can keep going.
All right.
You're just naming wrestler.
Yes, I am. I'm dropping names. Never mind. Hi.
How about you, Brian? What's your favorite stand-up arcade cabinet?
I'm going to look it up.
Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3.
Oh, excellent choice. Excellent choice. Who was your guy?
You had to do that, didn't you?
Who was my guy?
Yeah.
Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage?
Ooh.
There was people with superpowers in that game.
That
you with celebrity Johnny Cage?
Ain't that a beautiful little girl? I'm talking about my daughter.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Are you talking about visual things here on this audio podcast?
Yeah.
under his breath into the microphone.
Yeah. Whispering directly into the microphone doesn't really
wow,
help.
Wow.
You're just going to do that the whole show?
Yes.
Well, you're going to be left out of a lot of inside jokes this podcast.
No, see, you sound like you said that was a Guns N' Roses reference, but it sounds like you're starting up the Wild Wild West song.
You know what? You're right.
Like,
you're absolutely
Wild Wild
right.
West is what
I hear.
I hear
that. Ow, ow, ow. Get with it now. Ow, ow, ow.
I miss you so much. I do.
Fantastic to have you on the show. Will, we haven't broken the ice with you yet, though. What's your favorite stand-up arcade cabinet?
Do you have to stand up in it for it to be
No, it has to be a freestanding. I believe that's what that means.
I've established last show that Podracer is by far my favorite arcade game ever.
Really? Podracer? How many tracks were there in Podracer?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Three?
No.
Easy, medium, hard?
No, there's more. I have a hard time because I also had the N64 Podracer game.
Okay.
And there was a lot of tracks on that. Okay, but as much as I hate that movie, any Podracer game that came out was awesome.
All right. We'll let that slide.
For now.
Yeah. For now.
For now, we'll let that slide.
And I think I'm required by law to say Dance Dance Revolution based on how much time I spent playing that game.
What's the other one with the wrong arrows? Pump it up.
Yeah,
thank
pump
you.
It up.
It's been bugging me all week.
Pump it up. And then there's another one that has 9 that we just don't speak of.
Too many.
Too many buttons. So I think we've lost our guest, which is good.
Yeah, we left a long time.
By what we're saying.
It's all fine. It's all good. I mean, we talk about stuff on our podcast, and nobody has a clue what's going on either.
So let's talk about your podcast. Tell us about the Breaking the Fourth Wall.
It was an idea by many. Our very good friend, Chris Wilde, he decided to just finally take my idea and say, yo, dude, smack me in the face. Yo, let's just get it done and do it, you know, now. So it's okay, fine. So an impromptu, I forget even what night it was on, maybe Wednesday night. And we did a Skype and we talked about, I believe it was 80s movies and what to reboot, what not to reboot, just stuff all, you know, anything that could come to mind. Then the following, we tried to get a hold of Brian here, but he didn't respond. Then again, it was also like 12 o'clock at night. And the next one we just
did. Excuse.
It was like excuse because you're just sleeping all the time. We brought him in with pleasure, and you could take it from there, right? For the following show the one we just did.
Oh, yeah. What was that one we just went about? The Ghostbusters movie, wasn't it?
Yeah. Ghostbusters was one of the topics that we had. Should it be rebooted? Are you happy with the current cast? That kind of thing.
Oh. I feel like Ghostbusters is coming up later
in
the show.
We're definitely going to talk about it, and I'm worried you're going to get mad at me.
There's nothing you can say to make me angry.
I've already made you angry twice.
Well, I don't turn green, and my eye sure as heck hasn't turned black, so you're all good. Nothing to worry about there. All
right.
Yeah, add Bruce Banner to the list of names he has.
Oh, yeah. All right. We're going on episode 3 now, if you will, and it's called Talk Nerdy to Me.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's with special guest plus 2 comedy, because that is our wheelhouse.
Absolutely. Yeah, when do we air? Because honestly, I'm like so up in...
We're supposed to air Wednesday night, but I think it'll be Thursday afternoon.
Thursday afternoon? Okay.
Wait, so does it air on a network or...?
It's...
WKKHTV on YouTube.com.
I'm glad he knew that because I didn't.
You're welcome.
See, this is my savior.
Because I was listening to it today, just randomly. So it exists on the web whenever.
Yes.
But it premieres live on Thursday nights, you're saying?
I believe so, yes. Again, we did random the first time, so it was like, And me and go hand in hand. And the second time, me and Brian Wilde were together. Just, what is today anyway?
When is today? Today is now.
Today is now?
Yeah.
Yes.
What's happening this moment?
Yeah,
that's
today.
Okay,
that's
today? Okay. But it's not tomorrow. And it wasn't
yesterday. Tomorrow will be tomorrow.
Tomorrow
yeah.
And yesterday.
We're not getting into a Spaceballs bit right now.
Man! I'm trying so hard here.
No. I have to draw the line. But that, so it goes out live, like... Or do you record it and edit it and then?
Yeah, we do have it live, but we also do record. And I think what we're trying to say is we record it Wednesday night and we put it out onto YouTube and Facebook links such as that on Thursday afternoon once everything's taken care of.
Awesome. I think you're the earliest into your thing that I've brought someone on the show. You're only two episodes deep, right?
Yeah, if you want to call it that, yeah.
What else would you
what
call it?
What else would you call it, yeah?
What?
Dipping our toes in?
You take it from here for a minute, Brian, because I got something popping up on my phone here. I'm not quite sure
what
it is.
I can't believe you have service in here. That is insane to me.
Because I am me.
So,
oh, yeah, all right.
He's going to take a call, yeah. Apparently.
I think it's a message from you.
Oh, is it? Yeah, is it just me asking where they are?
I hope it's from the future.
Yes, it is. It's saying, Thorn, shut up.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, I'm just messaging him under the table.
It does.
So I see that you guys are having a Mountain Dew Black and a Mountain Dew Black Label.
Ooh.
What's the better black?
Oh, wait, so no, there's different?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen the new fancy Mountain Dew?
No.
Yeah, this is the fancy smancy one right here.
Black Label.
Sorry we don't have visuals, but yeah.
Is this? Oh, yeah, Pitch Black. Thirsty. That's the Skittle one.
Is that what it, all right.
Well, that's it tastes like Skittles.
Okay. All right.
But I have not had Black Label.
Black Label is fancy. It's been aged in like a bourbon barrel.
Yeah. They age them in Baja Blast jugs.
Yeah. So it infuses.
It infuses itself. It's actually very tasty. I like it. It's the first time I've ever had it.
So I haven't caught up with you guys in a while.
Right.
But you guys are both professional wrestlers.
Yes.
Amadeus Thorn, how long have you been wrestling?
I lost count after 18 years. It's been
after
about 19.
18 years?
Yeah.
Because I know when I got in, you were running with a gang called the Youth Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah.
And you were how old while you were doing that?
Not young, that's for sure. Not young by a long
strange
shot.
Strange to call you the youth at the time.
That's why we did YGW and left it at that.
Sounds better than middle-aged men going wild.
Yeah. Middle-aged seems like it would have been generous, too.
It would have been very generous. Look, no hair, gray in some areas.
You get the hat, so no one knows.
Exactly.
It's hard to wrestle in a hat, but
my bald spot cover. Yeah, I know. Then you look like Hulk. Somebody, you know, the bandana falls off the head. I'm trying so hard not to shoot on people.
I thought you were referencing that he's been erased. You can no longer reference that man and his flowing feathery hair.
Who are we talking about?
Exactly.
Again? What?
We just lost everyone now? What's happening?
I think we just did.
So, tell me about your wrestling style.
What's really to talk about?
I think your wrestling style would be a great thing to talk
my
about.
My wrestling style?
Yes.
Groundwork. I really don't leave the ground off that often.
That's a wise choice.
Yeah, it's a very wise choice because my age, you break bones easier. Mm-hmm. Punch, kick, stomp. You know, I like to go in and beat the crap out of people and treat them like dog crap is what it is because everybody else is below him. Everyone is below Amadeus. Yes, everyone.
But not physically, because you don't leave the ground.
No, not physically. Just he has to bring down his station in life on a mental scale. Yes, keep patting yourself on the back.
No, there's a fly that has been just disturbing the podcast horribly. It tried to get under your head at one point.
Bad choice of things to do,
bad
dude.
Bad choice. See, this is changed greatly since the last time I've seen you. Because I have a distinct memory of you walking up to someone, and they had not wrestled you before.
Okay.
And you walked up to him and you said, do you know who Mr. Perfect and Triple H are? You're about to wrestle a combination of both.
Oh, my God. You remember that?
Yes.
I am so embarrassed by that to this day.
I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, I did say that, and to this day I regret that, and I really wish I could take that back, but you can't take back words. But he did beat the piss out of me pretty bad.
So do you not believe that statement any longer?
I forgot that statement when it happened. I really don't think... No, that's never going to happen. Ever. Nope. Not in this lifetime.
Now, how about you, Brian? Because I know when I started, you were refereeing, and then you made, like, the transition to becoming a wrestler and a champion while I was around. So how would you describe your wrestling style?
Pretty much stay on the mat, but I started as a wrestler and got the started doing refereeing.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yep, I started out. My very first show, I actually saw this guy.
Okay.
One of the first people I ever met.
He pointed at Will for some reason.
FWO.
I am technically a professional wrestler.
Yeah, family wrestling organization.
In beautiful Camden, New Jersey.
You know.
Family wrestling organization?
I didn't run that.
That sounds terrible.
I didn't run that. We were part of it. We had a lot of fun for a few months, and that's as far as it went.
Did you, like, try to teach, like, Sesame Street lessons through
yes!
wrestling?
Ooh, I'd watch that now that you're doing
it. Yeah, we did. Doom, 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 doom.
He's refusing the tag. He needs to learn about sharing.
Dude, you found out about the spot we did.
I'm not sure if he's joking.
We're not sure either.
Also, Kermit the Frog Splash. That's all I have to contribute to that.
Oh, that deserves a high five. Everybody does. I'm used to having
no one gave
show
me
doing.
One. It just deserves it.
Proverbial.
Did you get the fly?
Did I? No, I didn't. It's right there. But if I hit that guy, you're probably going to hit me back.
No, don't
get
do
him,
that.
Get him.
I'm not going to do it.
And Thorne, you've been a promoter basically the entire time that I've known you. You've run
Yeah, promoter booking. It's very frustrating. It's very, very complicated and very time-consuming. But at the end of it all, when you see the crowd's faces of happy or dislike, which, depending on the dislike look, it's very rewarding. Yeah. And the people that I worked with, I had the honor of working with, and you being one of them, Brian being the other, it was something that if I could go back and do it all over again, I probably would just take a slightly different direction.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What direction would that be?
Ignore the people above me and just do what needs to be done.
See, now I was under the impression that everyone was below you.
Hmm? Yeah, you said that earlier.
Well, like I said, in a proverbial sense, that's not the ego.
Although he did beat me up in a parking lot once.
That was so much fun.
I bet it was.
Yep, that was a ton of fun. And then he put my head through a windshield, and that was the end of it.
Wait, your head went through a windshield?
Yes. We were down in Delaware. He didn't like something
they
said.
Where there are no rules when it comes to wrestling.
Correct.
Yeah, was this wrestling, or was this just a fight you guys had?
It's a fight we had.
Okay.
but we filmed it, so it was a wrestling.
And he actually put my head through a windshield.
It happened.
Wait, so this is a legit thing that happened?
Yes, a legit thing.
What kind of car?
Oh, I don't know. It was
this matters.
Yeah, I don't think it really matters too much.
No,
I
mean, matters.
How does that matter?
Gosh.
Are other windshields thicker than others?
Yeah.
Really?
Different thickness. Mm-hmm. Different
well,
caliber
whatever one my head went through it, so it couldn't have been that thick.
Was this a wrestling-related fight?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Like it was over wrestling?
Was it over wrestling, or was it?
It was
I
over
understand
wrestling,
you don't remember
because
your head went through
you tried to put me through a hood first.
Well, that's your fault for getting in the way.
Through a hood or... Because going through the hood sounds really hard.
No, quite.
Throw his head through a windshield.
Yeah.
But being part of DWF when you were running it was some of the most fun I ever had.
Thank you.
You let me referee. That's like my introduction to the business.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you let me ring announce. And
yes.
Then you let me do commentary, which was great.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, though.
And I think one of my favorite moments is we had a death match of sorts between La Familia and...
The Latin Connection.
Oh, yeah. The Latin Connection.
Yeah.
Which featured someone going through a flaming table outside where nobody saw it, which I thought was a fantastic decision.
Good. I wasn't there for it.
Were you not there?
No, I was at a wedding that night.
Oh, that's right.
I had asked somebody else to do the show for me.
I remember you running in and being like, just take care of it and then leaving.
Yeah.
I had the best seat in the house. I got to referee that match.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We made a lot of very strange decisions.
But you know what? That house got packed.
Yeah, you did pack out some shows.
I didn't pack anything. You guys did.
Aw.
The crowd told us what they wanted to see, and you know, a certain way of speaking. The boys packed that house with their performance. I just did what I could to make sure that everything was booked as best as it could be and got the feedback and watched it and... But the performances we did that. And if I could do it, like I said, if I could do it all over again, I would.
Oh, that was touching.
It should have been because it was meant to be.
So what would you say each of your best matches was?
Oh, my Lord. One of my best matches or bestly booked matches?
Best match you were in.
Best match I was in? Myself and Jim the Anvil.
Neidhart. I did not know you did that.
Yes, I did. I didn't book that. Somebody else booked it. I refused to book my own stuff.
Did you beat him?
Now, this is Jim the Anvil Neidhart. Do you really think that Amadeus had a God's chance in hell of beating? No. Come on now. Thank you for that. Yeah, I beat him. Come on.
Did you tell him that he was about to wrestle the combination of Mr. Perfect and Triple H?
I did. He went, boom, bam, done. That was done.
That was the last thing that he remembered. I was finishing that sentence.
Yep. It was a power slam, and it was 1, 2, 3.
Does that exist anywhere?
What? Does what exist anymore?
The match that we were talking about.
What match? It's out there somewhere.
In the hearts and minds of children?
I love
children?
Watching the reactions on his face. I do. It's the
I'm
funniest
a little
thing.
Afraid that he's doing a separate podcast just without me, that I'm unaware.
I am. You have no idea where I'm even at right now, do you?
How about you, Brian? What would you say your best match was?
Best match had to be a four-way, not just because he's sitting next to me, but it was me, Amadeus, I think Joe Connor, and I forget who the other guy was during, I think it was a Beast show.
Cujo. Was Cujo in that one?
He might have been.
Yeah, Cujo?
He might have been, but that was my first and only co-main event I ever wrestled in, so that was probably my favorite match thus far.
I'm trying to remember it. I'm not saying it wasn't important, just there's been so many of them, concussions, and I don't remember. Wait a minute. That was in that basketball place, wasn't it?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, that was there.
Your exact words to me before the match was, "You're welcome."
Okay. Keep something in mind. A lot of things go on when you're doing this kind of work, and now podcasting for me, which is, I'm loving this. This is a great time. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so glad to see you guys,
dude. This is awesome. Like, I don't know if you understand the appreciation right now for all this.
I was just waiting in the wings for you guys to produce a podcast. So I was like, oh, you guys are coming on.
Okay, cool. Rock on. Thank you. I'm having a great time, and this is, I can't even describe it. I'm having too much fun right now.
I mean, you can barely describe your own past, so I understand that the present also escapes you.
Yes, it does. Quickly. There it goes. I'm having fun.
So, guys, we like to geek out on this show, and we do it with a segment we like to call What You Watch, What You Read, and What You Playing. It's where we talk about what we're watching, what we're reading, what we're playing. So, Brian, you're new to the group. What have you been watching? Watching anything good?
Just Street Outlaws. I love cars.
Street Outlaws?
Yeah.
What is Street Outlaws?
It's a bunch of guys down in Oklahoma that they say it's illegal street racing, which is hilarious because everything's staged. They got lights set up. They got ambulances everywhere.
No. I've seen Fast and the Furious. Those illegal street races are very elaborate and very well lit.
Totally legit. Yes.
Very easy to find and enter.
They show you they show you their garages where they put the cars together. It's great.
Are they racing for pinks?
Oh, no. For a spot on the list.
What's
for
the
a spot on the list?
What's the list?
The top 10 racers in Oklahoma.
Ooh.
And it's the same 10 guys like every episode.
Just bouncing around the list.
I think I might have been on that list for a little bit just because I drove through Oklahoma.
Fair enough.
The 11th person in
Oklahoma. I'll buy it for a dollar.
I love fake racing shows. Because there was a show that came on years ago. I think they only aired one episode. But it was basically cars meet wrestling. Because it was called The Getaway. And there was team police and team criminals. And they're like, these are real criminals. And we're going to give them a chance to escape from the police.
These guys are not real police.
And you had to, like, the police had to stop you from getting to the getaway zone. And they would do things where they didn't know when the race would start, and they could choose any car to drive. And it's like, oh, no, it looks like the outlaw chose a tow truck. Interesting. And he just flies by in a tow truck, and then all the cops, like, stop him. And then the guy gets out of the tow truck, and it's a girl. It's his girlfriend. She was towing a Lamborghini that he was in. And he disconnects it, and he just peels off. I was like, I don't believe this for a second.
No.
How did the cops stop these?
They crashed into him with the cop cars.
Damn, all right.
And how many episodes did this show last?
One. One episode.
Really?
I wonder why.
Yeah.
It was on UPN.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Phenomenal.
I have nothing to say to that.
Well, then tell us what you're watching there.
Well, I'm watching. Do you know Hulu and Netflix and all that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Yes, that's all there is to watch anymore.
Yeah.
You just pick a show and pretty much go with it.
No cable.
Pretty much like the vampiric stuff, Bitten. I mean, there's a lot of hot chicks on them too, so that helps a lot. Pretty much what I've been watching. It seems like it's softcore.
You named, just you said wrong. Vampiric stuff. You named one show. Are there other vampire shows?
Yeah, I'm not talking about just the one. There are other vampire werewolf shows too, besides that.
Can you name them? Can you name two more vampire shows?
Bitten?
That you already said that one.
Damn it. All right. I don't want to admit to watching any other things with my wife.
I will count a vampire porn if that's what you want to make.
Yes, thank you. That's it. Uh-huh. And that concludes this all particular right, question. All right, fair enough. Nah, just mostly Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and anything old school that's on. I just, oh, this looks cool. That's yeah. about it.
A lot of wrestling.
A lot of wrestling. I don't know why. I just can't get my mind, you know. And I YouTube a lot of strange things. Like Homes on Homes, Homes Inspection. I watch that a lot too. Weirdest, strangest, most whatever, random things. Just pop it on and go, oh, okay, cool.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Who needs TV when you go random?
Thanks for coming and recording this podcast during Monday Night Raw, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure, anytime.
We're missing out who that's the GMs Hulu's are.
Dude, Hulu, man. I can watch it tomorrow morning.
That's what I plan to do.
There you go.
Do you have a prediction for the GMs?
Daniel Bryan for SmackDown. Only because Facebook said so. I have no idea, Raw. I have no idea. But they talk about, you know, Hunter, so who knows?
Yeah, I think Hunter Bryan is the most logical.
Yeah.
But I really hope they pull something wacky out.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, just something completely out of the box.
Yeah.
Shane McMahon.
Well, Shane McMahon is already the commissioner of SmackDown.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Good try.
Thank you. Yeah.
No, it was an excellent try, actually.
My wrestling knowledge is of like 15 years ago, and then it just stops. So that's all I can reference.
Okay.
All he knows is the N64 game No Mercy. That's basically it.
No, wow. But you know that was DX, and that was in the Union.
That's all you need to know is DX. He said DX. That's all he needs to know. We're good. We're set.
I can't believe that the second thing you said was the Union.
I loved that. Was my favorite team up ever. You remember that?
No, I don't.
It was the Big Show, Kent Shamrock, Mankind.
In test,
that is correct.
I loved that team up. It was
according to Mick Foley, the worst stable in the history of wrestling.
It was just before the Job Squad.
Well, it lasted it was like just 4 months.
It was just them with 2x4s, mm-hmm. and the full name was the Union of People. You out of respect, or
oh
up yours
God, yeah.
for sure.
Yeah,
are you serious?
Yes. Why would I make all that up?
Because like, you can.
It was three.
I would have.
It was three of my favorite wrestlers in some guy. Because I didn't know.
Did
who
you just
Tess
say
was.
Three some wrestlers and your main favorite? What'd you just say?
Three of my favorite wrestlers in Tess, and I didn't.
Oh, all right.
Some guy.
Who's a filler? That's what they call fillers.
Yes.
He got bounced around as an extra guy from every group.
Yeah, he
TNA
did.
And that weird tag team with Scott Steiner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All that
oh God,
stuff.
Yeah. Oh my God, I forgot all about that. Who's Scott Steiner again?
I kind of want to have you make a list of things you remember.
Of things I do remember?
Just in general.
That's a short list. Or should we go with the things I randomly remember, randomly pop in my head?
I feel like that would still be a short list.
Probably would be, yeah.
How about you, Will? You watching anything good? I feel like we're going to match
this week.
Do
we want to talk about it? You guys want to talk about Ghostbusters?
You know what? Absolutely.
All right.
Have you guys seen the new Ghostbusters?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Do you guys blindly hate the new Ghostbusters?
No comment.
No, but I'm not feeling that great about it either.
Will, what did you think?
I thought it was all right.
You thought it was okay?
I laughed. I thought it wasn't great and it didn't need to happen, but I thought it was a funny movie. I laughed a lot.
Okay.
Did you not like it?
Allow me to finish.
All right.
Ghostbusters is not a good movie. The plot is kind of silly. The characters
is the plot of Ghostbusters silly?
I said not to
How
interrupt me.
How dare you?
The characters have no arc. The jokes are predictable and kind of juvenile. There's some laughs, but it's not solid. And I thought the Marshmallow Man was unnecessary. I'm glad that they remade it in 2016 because that's a good movie.
Ooh, controversial opinion. Yeah. Do you not like the first one?
I think the first one is a good movie that benefits by being played repeatedly on Comedy Central, and that brought it to a classic stance that it did not really deserve.
Wow.
I actually, I like the second one better than the first one.
Really? See, I like the first one, then the reboot, then Ghostbusters 2.
And then, because I actually think the best part of the first Ghostbusters is
the end.
Sigourney Weaver and
nice. Bill Murray.
No, not Bill Murray. The guy from the Tony I Saw
Rick Moranis.
They are the funniest part of that film, in my opinion. Those guys are great. And wow. I don't hate Ghostbusters, the original. I don't hate it. But I think this new one is really good. And I think, because the one complaint everyone had was the old Ghostbusters are going to be in it, but they're going to be cameos and they're not going to be the Ghostbusters. That's stupid.
That's dumb.
You know you know they're not really the Ghostbusters, right? Like, they're actors that play different parts.
The speaker does not agree with you.
The speaker very angry by this.
I thought Bill Murray and Dan Aykroyd phoned their cameos in so hard, and I loved Ernie Hudson and Sigourney Weaver.
I loved Ernie Hudson. I love Sigourney Weaver. I hate the speaker right now.
Yeah, not good.
I thought Bill Murray was in it for too long.
Yeah, he shouldn't have come back.
And I thought Dan Aykroyd's was good. Like, I got laughs out of it. It was silly.
I
thought it was fun.
But he's also kind of, like, gone crazy. Like, he was just Dan Aykroyd being Dan. I don't know. I didn't like it.
And I wish Rick Moranis was in it. If Rick Moranis was in it, it was great. And Janine's in it. When Janine showed up, I was very happy. So that is all I will say about Ghostbusters for now.
All right. So let me ask you this question then.
All right.
This is all I will say.
Noah, I need to know something. Now, you're saying Ghostbusters for the story of what Ghostbusters is? Or are you saying that movie for what it is, or the franchise? What are you saying that you enjoyed the most?
What are you saying?
Yeah,
all right.
Could you rephrase that in form of a sentence?
I will rephrase this whole thing. Oh, I like the way that sounded, too. Hold on here. Can I answer that? Yeah, I can. I can't get it answered.
Now you're making noises.
Yes, I am. You never saw Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, I've seen Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, there you go. No. Sorry. It's too much Mountain Dew, I swear. I guess what I'm trying to ask you is, did you say you enjoyed Ghostbusters?
Yes.
Okay. Did you enjoy the casting of it is what I guess I'm trying to ask you?
Casting, the actresses that were cast?
Yes.
At first.
Okay.
There was ones that I was like, I feel like she would do better.
Okay.
Because like when I heard all female Ghostbusters, my first thought was Emma Stone.
Yeah, a lot of people said that.
All right, yeah, okay.
Because she's a great actress.
Yeah, I don't have to defend Emma Stone for anything.
No, you don't. Yeah. I'll defend. I got you on that one.
If I was casting this film, these would not be the people that I've chose.
All right, you pretty much answered.
Yeah. Having seen the film, there was a lot of things I didn't expect, and they work great as a team and as an ensemble.
So it turned out better than you thought it would turn out with the cast that they had used.
Yes.
Okay.
So, it's a very enjoyable film.
Yeah, I really liked it.
Now, let me ask you this question. It looks like from the coming attractions, that is the same thing as it was back in the day. The library scene and all that jazz.
There are definitely a few things that mirror stuff in the first movies, and it's clearly done on purpose.
Okay.
It's kind of like winks to the camera.
Right.
It's not so much of, we took the blueprint of the first film and did it again.
Okay.
Yeah, it's different.
All right.
So, I enjoyed it, and I'm going to throw it down to Brian and ask him what he's reading. You reading anything good?
Not much.
No.
Not much more than Facebook.
All right, we allow cheating in this category. If you want to say a podcast and pretend it's an audiobook, we allow that for this category. So, have you been listening to anything good?
Oh, yeah. There's this one that's got this minus sign and like a number or something that I heard is really good.
Is that the Plus Two Comedy Podcast? Is that what we're talking
about?
Thank you.
It's good. It's good. I have heard wonderful things.
That's funny. Thank you so much for that. That was good. Because I got nothing.
Thor, you're not reading anything either, Thor?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right. Will, can you save us this week?
No. Now, I'm going to cheat, but at least it's an answer. I backlogged for... I haven't listened to the podcast I used to listen to probably in like 6 months since my accident.
Yeah.
But I finally started getting back into Doug Loves Movies.
Oh, I love Doug.
And it's right there. It, my favorite period of Doug Loves Movies now is right after Star Wars Force Awakens came out.
Yeah.
Because it's just it's just people talking about Star Wars, which I would just would like that podcast.
Yeah.
Not that Doug isn't great, but I could go for a Star Wars comedian podcast.
Yeah.
But I listened. It was Paul Scheer and some guy I'd never. It wasn't. Moshe Kasher, maybe it
Moshe
was.
Kasher.
Moshe Kasher. But he went on this tirade about why this movie doesn't count as Star Wars because it wasn't George Lucas. And I was screaming in my car about how George Lucas didn't work on Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, the best one.
And Paul Scheer started screaming about Irving Kershner Irving, the guy that wrote and directed Empire. And now Paul Scheer's my hero.
Yeah, he's a good hero to have. Yeah. What did you guys think of the new Star Wars?
Go ahead. Please, say something.
Did you hate that, too?
I'm not really a Star Wars fan, so I'll just say that it exists.
All right, yeah. Okay. Accurate. Yeah. Accurate.
Undeniable.
I enjoyed it thoroughly.
With a shrug.
No, I'm not shrugging like,
It's true, you didn't make those noises.
Yeah, I didn't make those noises. No, I did enjoy it. I did lose my interest in Star Wars for a little while, but that brought my interest back. Now I'm just waiting to see what they do with the whole very end of the lightsaber into Luke. I'm curious as to what's going to happen next.
I'm excited for Rogue One. I think it looks good.
Oh, Rogue One looks so good. Because I didn't like the end of Force Awakens. I thought
really?
Yeah, it just... Yeah, I didn't need 30 seconds of Rey and Luke's face back and forth.
Yeah.
The first two were fine.
Yeah.
And the whole mirror, like, I get that the movie was mirroring New Hope,
yes.
But the end of it felt so, I'm gonna say, phoned in again. It was just like, the people playing the X-Wing pilots seemed like they were bored.
Okay.
They're like, this plan's not working, we're trapped in a cliche.
I did think that was a weird line to say.
Yeah, Han at one point is just like, I don't know, we'd blow it up the same way, it's the same thing. You guys see that, right? It's the same thing. It's fine.
I've done this before.
Yeah. Oh, no. Does that mean I'm a movie one? Oh, man. All right. I'll do it.
I'm going to save time because I've been reading House of Leaves. It's a book that I've been reading for literally 2 years now because it's really hard. Really hard, you guys.
And what's this book called again?
House of Leaves.
I don't want to know.
All right. Then I will not. Don't do that.
No, please speak your mind. I'm just.
It's a very difficult book to read in that the direction of the words change and you have to like turn the book upside down and sometimes it shrinks. It's really hard to read.
He's making it all up.
No, I'm not making this up.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Like I said a few episodes ago, there's a chapter where the author decides that he's not going to use S's anymore and replaces them with F's. Really, really hard to read when you do that. Really hard. There's a big difference between is and of, or if. Never mind. Brian.
That was just too funny for words, man. Brian, really hard to read. I'm thinking maybe the words weren't catching or something like that. No, he's talking about actually turning the book upside down.
It is physically difficult to read. And it's heavy. It's a heavy book. It's hard to hold.
Me out of trees. What do you want? Yeah. Brian.
So I'll throw it down to Brian. Brian, what you playing? You playing anything good?
Oh, man, what the hell is it called now?
I don't know what it's called.
You say the Plus Two Comedy Podcast and would be upset.
Yes, you already said that once.
Sure, why not? No.
No, no.
No, no. I will be upset.
You got to pass on reading.
I can't think of the name. It's
Street Fighter.
No, I did watch the Evo tournament. I started to watch the Evo. I got to finish the rest on the DVR tonight.
I forgot about the Evo tournament.
That was last night. I had to watch the whole thing because it was on until 1 in the morning. I had to go to work.
Damn. I'm going to have to find an old stream of that then. But you can't think of what you were playing? Was it a fighting game? Can you hum a few bars?
Nah, it was that latest, The Division, that's what it is. I knew it began with a D.
Oh, The Division is, there's a Tom Clancy thing, yes.
I was playing that for a while, but it started to get real buggy. The game would just constantly crash, so I put that to the side for now.
In a rushed Tom Clancy title?
It got buggy? Say it isn't so, Ubisoft.
Who would guess such a thing would occur? That's one of those games that tricked me into thinking it was going to be good. And then I was like, let's wait a few weeks.
Oh, it's an enjoyable game when it works.
It's a great game when it works.
Yeah, it started out great. It had its minor bugs, but it seems like with every new patch, it gets progressively worse and worse. It's wonderful.
They just keep unfixing it?
I think so.
That's great. What a great design that is.
Ubisoft has, you know, that edge, and they want to keep it.
Yeah, yeah. Making games worse and worse and worse over time. How about you, yeah. Thorn?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
I will.
Are you sure?
You
promise you'll believe me?
I don't.
I know you don't. You never believe anything comes out of my mouth. We know each other 5, 10
minutes
now.
Mostly you haven't said words, though, so.
I haven't said words. I've just been grunting and making noises. Mm-hmm. Okay. Uh-huh. See? You mostly play football games with my son. We just play like Madden 13, 2014. Just play that back and forth and I whip his butt.
I did not hear you. What did you say?
He plays Madden.
I play Madden.
Oh, Madden.
Hold on. Can you hear me better now?
No, you made it worse.
Damn it.
Worse. Stop it, Ubisoft.
Can I ask? Because I know this is something I know nothing about.
Sure.
Is there like Madden favorites? Like I know because everyone, they don't come out with as many like Street Fighters as they do Madden's. Because Madden's
right.
Every year they Madden's come out
every
with a new
year,
title.
New roster. Yeah.
But like, which you think they could just update with like DLC mm-hmm. or like a patch on the players. But
Right.
People have their favorite Street Fighters.
Right.
Like, is there a Madden that's like is 2012 Madden like just the best
Madden,
or like?
Yeah.
If you're in, I don't have a personal favorite because what they've been doing lately when they're bringing in the new Maddens is you can actually create your own favorites and create your favorites in the games. They also have the best of the best kind of thing in there. So without knowing this, I would choose like the 49ers from back in the 80s. And my son would go, you can't do that. I'm like, why? Because that's the best team. I'm like, well, duh.
That's why I'm doing it.
That's exactly why I'm doing it. You know, making this up as I go along. I had no idea. What he was telling me was they have classics in there. And you could choose different teams, but the stats are all in the 90s. We're all, you know, up top. And they're really, really good stat teams. And so, yeah, to answer your question, I guess, yes, they do with the different classics they have. And they even have their classics on there with best of the best. So you can't – that's where it's at. That's yeah.
Huh. I didn't think about that. I guess some years the Madden game is super unbalanced and it's just real people's fault.
Yeah.
It's McNabb's fault that game sucked that year.
Yes, it is McNabb's game. It's definitely his fault.
That championship was last night, too, Madden 16. And the names are going to sound like I'm making them up, but a guy called Stiff beat a guy called The Problem.
Why so a guy named The Problem?
It sounds like I'm being dirty, but that was their actual names.
We promised this was going to be a, PG-13 show?
PG-13.
Mm-hmm. And you're going completely out of the...
Hey, he said no cursing. He didn't say innuendos.
Yeah. Good point, Barry. You did say no. You didn't
fantastic
say that.
Fantastic innuendo. I know that there was the one year that Madden introduced the cone for the quarterback, you depending on how good your quarterback's eyes were what he could see to throw to. Yeah, Tom Brady could see. Could see behind him.
That is true. Though.
Mm-hmm. It was bad. And they got rid of that, right? I believe they did eventually get rid of that because it was a bad
I haven't
thing
seen
believe
it.
So.
I haven't used anything like that to cheat. So, you know, who knows?
I was hoping you, because you've been playing these games.
Yeah. No, we go basic player thing. We don't get anything crazy. And when he does something, I go, what is that? He's like, don't worry about it.
You didn't get the deflate DLC.
No. Yeah, the deflate DLC.
Yeah, one
solid.
Thing I know about football.
Yeah.
Because they talked about it on NPR.
Cheerleaders. How about you, Will? You play anything good?
Wait, it was back to me. No, Pokemon. No,
you still been playing Pokemon Go?
Still. What do you mean? It's my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just go up with the
Pokemon. Have you guys caught the fever, the Pokemon Go
fever?
Hell
no.
Nope.
No.
You guys are missing out.
It's fine.
I can't
I'm outside at 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
Looking for Beedrill.
Cops are so tired and annoyed now.
Yeah, they are. I love how annoyed
they are. Now they... In Ocean City, you used to be able to, if you wanted to go down to the beach at night, you could, because you weren't supposed to, but no one cared. Now there are like 4 quad troopers on nonstop patrols on the beach, because there's Pokemon down there you can catch, and they don't want that.
They're their Pokemon.
Yeah.
They're
not patrolling anything. They're getting Pokemon.
Which is not cool. The cops should only have Growlithe and Arcanines.
Yeah.
That's just
their way. I actually saw that Six Flags is doing, like, the Pokemon Go experience.
Ooh.
There's a whole web page where it's like, first download the app, then come in and get ready to play. Six Flags is swarming with Pokemon. We got 9 gyms and 25 Pokestops, and it lists, like, all the places you can go. They are trying to convince you to go to Six Flags and not ride any of their rides.
And just go collect Pokemon.
You paid to get in.
And then it says, warning, do not attempt to catch Pokemon while on rides.
Well, that's a challenge.
Can you imagine? Yeah, Pokemon's like, oh, Pokemon, whee!
I gotta get them.
I was just thinking they should make a slow ride. That's it's just a Pokemon Safari. Snap.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, for yeah. 25
yeah, there's
bucks
Ubers.
An hour.
There's Pokemon
Ubers. Hey,
Ubers.
I'm fully aware of all that, yeah. I
could drive myself and play Pokemon, thank you.
Are you an Uber driver?
I am an Uber driver, yes. Yeah, so.
Are you letting people play Pokemon in your car?
Yep. If I'm getting money
has
for it,
has someone asked you to slow down? Because there
yes,
was a,
actually, it has happened nice. To me
there
a couple
a
of times.
There is a Snorlax. I need you.
There is a something. I'm like, what are you talking about? I see nothing in the street. Like, no, it's on Pokemon. I'm like, what? Oh, that. Okay, yeah, sure. Yeah. Hey, my son was actually, I was taking him to school. He went away this morning on a camp. And I'm taking him over there. And he goes, stop the car. Like, what? He goes, Pokemon. I'm like, he's kidding me, right? I have to stop the car in the middle of traffic on the street to catch a Pokemon for him.
Well, I will say, we were driving through Haddonfield, and the car in front of me hit their brakes very suddenly. And instead of getting angry, my first thought was, there must be a Pokemon.
Let me check.
And it was, in fact, a Snorlax, and I also pulled over.
That's great.
So I am still playing. However, what I am playing... Well, feel my calf. Feel my calf. Feel my calf. Yeah, you feel how smooth that is? Yep. Shave my legs again because I had a wrestling tryout.
I feel tricked. That part of my leg has no hair. Hold on.
Oh, well, then you should probably be a wrestler.
Yeah. Oh, there goes the camera.
Oh, no. Frank, grab that camera. I need that for life. But I actually had 2 tryouts for Chikara recently.
Really? Check
yes.
you out.
They brought me in to do a commentary workshop.
Okay.
And I didn't think I did very well. I felt pretty bad about it. I had to call a tag team match with a friend of the show, Ophidian.
Uh-huh.
And he took on 2 people that I'd never seen before. Sonny DeForge and Cornelius Crumbles. And, yeah, I had no idea who they were and did not know which was which made calling the tag team match very difficult. But they told me that they were orphans, so I just called them the orphans and just made orphan jokes the whole time.
Oh, yeah. You got hired.
It's just like, oh, he's spitting in his face. He's got all those orphan diseases. No wonder nobody wants him. Stuff like that. Did not seem to be as appreciated as I'd hoped.
Aw, here I thought they would give you keys to the kingdom.
But, on Saturday. Should have
dropped snake facts.
I should have done more snake facts. I actually did say the educated feet of Ophidian, and I was like, no, Ophidian's a snake.
Snake's got no feet.
Yeah, the tail, I messed up. But on Saturday, I went back, and they had a scholarship challenge. And if you won the scholarship challenge, you got free class. And I was like, oh, I'll give this a shot. And it was a lot of, like, tumbling. And I was like, I could do somersaults. This is great. I feel like I'm killing this. And then...
But not in the way you want.
He was like, now I want you to run full steam at this turnbuckle. I want you to flip yourself upside down on the bottom rope. I want your feet to touch the turnbuckle, like the ring post. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to control, come and land on your feet. And I was like, oh, well, this is clearly a thing I can do. My first attempt, I ran full speed into the turnbuckle, and that was basically all that happened. All
right.
So okay. I made contact with the turnbuckle. The second time, I kind of went upside down, and my first thought immediately was, where am I? As soon as I'm upside down, I am clueless. And then the third time, I was semi-successful, but I was like, this is the moment I lost this competition. They then bring us back into the ring, and we're going to learn how to bump. Will, this is a word you recently learned.
Yes, yes.
What is bump?
I still don't know. I know that it's like falling.
It's exact,
but
it's
different.
Not like falling.
It is.
You're
it is?
Falling.
No, that's no. It. But there's a difference.
Trained falling.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll call it that.
So
not falling because I had. I'm sorry.
Falling with style. It's
no. It's falling yeah, like not style. An idiot because Mo described it, and I was like, oh, just the way you're supposed to fall if you're not dumb. Like it's
whoa,
falling.
What happened?
But you,
what?
All right.
We had our friend Mo on the show.
He was also
recently.
A wrestler, and I had never heard the term bump, and he was explaining it to me. But it's just falling, but you're catching yourself. You're not landing on your back, you're landing on your elbows, but that's...
No, that's how you break your bones. You land on your back.
You land on your upper back.
You want to land as flat as possible.
Okay.
I recently took a seminar.
We recently took a bumping class.
So, Mike Quackenbush is bringing everybody into the ring in threes, and he shows us how to do it. He's like, you squat down, you breathe out, and you throw yourself backwards. It's like, okay. First group goes in, he just goes 1, 2, 3, and bump. 1, 2, 3, and bump. All right, good. Next group. So everybody's doing it. My group gets in. He's like, okay, guys, here we go. 1, 2, 3, and bump. 1, 2, 3, and bump. 1, 2, 3, 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 bump. And I was like, what is happening? And I'm just throwing myself back over and over again. And then he says, you're good, and I'm standing, and they're not. And I'm like looking at Mike, like, let's go! Like, I don't know, like we're fighting, but he's just using magical powers to throw me backwards. And he's like, all right, good job. And we jump out, and I was like, I feel like I did really well just then. Nobody else was asked to do that. Interesting. Mm-hmm. So they then held a meeting in the back room, and then they came out and they said that we would like to invite Noah Houlihan to come and train at Chikara. So it's official. I'm now in the Chikara School of Professional Wrestling. I'm glad you guys were here for the episode where I revealed that.
I feel so
you're
good.
About to say something horrible about Chikara, aren't you?
Who may know, actually, Chikara is very, very fascinating, very entertaining.
Wow.
And I've known many people in Chikara, and I'm very happy for them. And anybody who makes it in Chikara, I'm happy for them.
Oh, thank you. I'm one of those people now.
Yes, you are. So congratulations to you.
Yeah, congratulations.
So thank you so much, because I would not have done that without you guys getting me into the business here.
You're welcome. Does that help? Brian?
Sure.
Okay, you're welcome.
I'm not blaming you.
I didn't say you were blaming me, but it sure as hell felt like you for a minute there.
You got me in this business, damn it. Here, Thorn. I thought we were going to have a moment, but I feel like
we were having one.
Now.
I felt like you were coming at me.
No, I'm happy. Dude, I did it.
You did it.
Thanks for coming to the gym with me so many times.
Yeah, that was a pleasure. That was an absolute pleasure. You learned quickly. Now you know how to bump. Did he really do it that way, though?
Yeah.
He really did it that way.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
The questions led me to believe you were. Guys, we end all of our podcasts with a game. It's time to play host versus guest versus audience.
Oh, we're screwed.
Uh-oh.
That's all on you. You know what? I've said enough. You go for it.
Oh, great.
I don't know what's happening. I haven't explained it.
Thorne's leaving.
I swear to you, we've given these away already. But they are somehow still in our box, so I'm giving them away now. I have a Walking Dead set here. I have Zombie Merle. I think he's a bobblehead. And then I have this plush Daryl. So it's a Dixon 2-pack. You guys Walking Dead fans?
Unfortunately, I am not.
All right. That's fine.
I am, but I'm way behind.
All right, okay. Well, you know these guys at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. It's season
so it's
one
a good
guys.
Prize. What did you guys bring?
Well, snacks and a shirt, but unfortunately you can't see the shirt.
Oh, don't just say snacks. Don't downplay
goldfish,
man.
Goldfish.
Original cheddar.
Original so
cheddar
delicious.
Goldfish.
Ugh.
This is the stuff.
It's baked, not fried, man.
That's right. And it says it clearly on the package. Baked snack cracker.
That's what it does. That's what it says. You look at me like I'm saying I'm doing something wrong.
1, 2, 3, and snack.
We're just looking at you because
you're
speaking, Thorn.
Imagine that. And we have another shirt, a t-shirt. Here we have a t-shirt. And it says, live fast, with fast being crossed out. But you have to turn it upside down.
That seems...
Ride slow.
Ride slow.
Now, how would you do that while wearing it?
More innuendo.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
They explained this to me before the show, that it was innuendo.
It's an innuendo.
I still don't get it.
And that's the problem.
Because, yeah, you'd still be looking at it the up right way up. If you're
ride
in
slow,
if you do the other, you know,
if you're doing a sex thing, take your shirt off.
Yeah, first off, do you have a shirt
on? Good point. Good point.
Second off, if you're in Congress with a person,
Congress,
that's awesome.
She's still, she or he is still looking at that shirt right side up. It doesn't reverse.
There are other positions that can be.
Then she's looking at your feet, or she or he is looking at your feet.
It can still be seen. It's still in your shirt. I like it.
Over her shoulder to be like, "What is that shirt you have on?" Like, why are you
why
still
are you
wearing,
still wearing that? Take that off.
This is weird. I'm leaving. Your shirt just got me hypothetically unlaid.
For the playoffs versus guest versus audience, we need an audience member, but they need to bring a prize for us to win since we put up these fantastic prizes. What did you guys bring this week? I see some comic books. Are those Bob's
Burgers?
Oh, that's a lot. You slammed them down and they made the table move.
Give me the books. Give me the books. God damn it. Yeah, well, I was going to read it. It's Bob's Burgers. Oop, I didn't know Penny Dreadful had a comic.
Nor did I.
I kind of want to read this.
Is that like one of those werewolf things that Thorne wants?
Yes, yeah, like, like a vampire porn.
Yes, I nailed it.
ooh, One Punch Man. Ooh, and it's backwards like a Japan comic.
You're going to get slaughtered by our fans for using the phrase Japan comic.
An Attack on Titan that is the right way.
The American
the
way.
I read.
Any other takers? Any other takers? I don't think so.
I don't think so either. There.
We're going to play a game called Google Feud because for some reason, all the popular Let's Players are currently playing this, and it's real popular right now. I don't know why, but everybody loves it. So where did it go? There it is. So basically, what's going to happen is I'm going to give you part of a Google search, and then I have the top 10 auto completions for it. And then it'll work just like Family Feud. The higher up the list you give, the more points you will get. And, audience member, please introduce yourself. I apologize.
It's Frank.
Hey, Frank. Welcome back on the show.
Hey, thanks.
Good to see you. So we're going to start with Will, and everyone will answer every question. No repeat answers. Will, Tom Hanks is...
Ooh, a treasure.
Tom Hanks is a treasure.
I don't know why you'd Google that. It's a statement, not a question, but...
Doesn't make it less true.
Yeah.
Team Breaking the Fourth Wall, what do you guys think? They're discussing Family Feud style. But quietly, and not into microphones.
Well, they don't want people to steal.
Tom Hanks is...
Oscar winner?
Tom Hanks is Oscar winner.
That's a good one. I like that.
And Frank, what do you think? Tom Hanks is?
An American hero.
An American hero. Mm-hmm. Things I don't know why you would like Google.
Just to reaffirm. 10,
the top 10 answers are, Tom Hanks is moving to to a country I can't pronounce. Tom Hanks is Woody.
Is it Raleigh? Are you saying Raleigh wrong?
I might be saying Raleigh wrong. Tom Hanks is Woody. Hanks is James Bond. No.
No, he's not. Incorrect.
Tom Hanks is from. Tom Hanks is moving. Tom Hanks is how old. Tom Hanks is awesome.
True.
Tom Hanks is dead.
Oh, no.
No. Tom Hanks is animals. That is number two. Tom Hanks is animals.
Oh, you're going from the bottom up?
That is from the bottom up. The number two answer is animals. He is animals.
Do they think he's a stack of animals in a man
in a trench coat?
Yeah.
And number one is Tom Hanks is married to.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'd Google that.
So no points. We're going to start with Team Breaking the Fourth Wall on this one. And the Google search is it bad to... Is it bad to... I don't know why you're covering the microphone.
Yeah, you said something apparently hilarious.
Unfortunately, Brian doesn't trust my words.
What?
Huh? I said, unfortunately, he doesn't trust me, so I'm going to just take the fifth and let him handle it.
What?
To not wash your hands.
Is it bad to not wash your hands? Pretty good. Frank, what do you think?
Drink your own pee?
Drink your own pee. Is it bad? Is it bad to drink your own pee? Will?
Masturbate.
Masturbate.
Is it bad to masturbate?
Is it bad to eat raw eggs? Huh? Smoke weed every day?
No.
Chew ice? Run every day? Sleep with wet hair?
That's how people
sleep
die.
With white hair?
Do people die?
Yeah. You get hypothermia in the night. Oh, yeah, or you drown in your hair water.
To eat before bed.
It's true.
To eat ice. Has ice killed people? There's two in here.
Do people from southern climates not get ice?
Yeah. You can eat that? What's it made of? I don't know what that accent was. Smoke weed, crack your back, and number one, crack your knuckles. Crack your knuckles.
Seems really obvious.
I want the pee question answered.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I hear you can a couple of times, and then it becomes toxic.
Because it's
I base that off of that James Franco movie.
Wait, crack your knuckles? Is that
yeah,
what
you can
about?
Do it a couple of times, and then your pee's toxic.
I know that there's a scientist that only cracked the knuckles in his left hand to see if there's any difference, and there's not.
Yeah, I heard there wasn't. I heard it's that's fine. All.
We know, Google. It's fine. So, Frank, we're going to start with you on this one. And it is simply Ryan.
Oh. Ryan?
Ryan. Ryan.
Reynolds.
Reynolds.
Is it me?
Yes.
Gosling.
I was going to say Gosling, but Deadpool came out.
I was just
out,
hoping
so
you were
going to
take it. Ryan Reynolds might be number one.
Team breaking the fourth wall.
I was just going to say Gosling.
Well,
I snaked
that's
it.
Already been said, so I need a different answer. You go with a different Ryan.
We've named the two Ryans I know.
Travels.
I'm sorry?
Just Ryan Travels. The
travels?
Word travels. You know, travels, you know, you fly, you drive, travels.
Oh, you added a verb to it?
Damn right I did.
All right.
I'd have gone with comma Meg.
Comma May?
Meg.
Oh.
Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, okay. Number 10, Reynolds Movies. Number 9, Reynolds Wife.
Reynolds Rap.
Number 8, Sheckler? Ryan Sheckler? Mm-hmm. Ryan Seacrest.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ryan Adams.
Gross.
Ryan Dunn. Ryan Guzman. Ryan Felipe. Ryan Gosling.
Ooh.
And number one, Ryan Reynolds.
Nice.
That makes Frank our winner.
With one correct answer.
With one correct answer. With 10,000 points, according to Google Feud.
Isn't it, don't they actually have, like, you don't have to do it yourself anymore? The game's just already, because, like, you could just Google something and it'll give you all the ones, but didn't Google add its own, like,
Google Feud?
Yeah, it's called Google Feud.
Yeah, but it's recent, right? They've only...
No, we've been playing this since the
No, Google.feud or whatever, .uk.
Yes.
Feud.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we've been playing this game for a while on the podcast.
I thought that you just always just typed it in and just saw it. I didn't know you were actually using the game.
I would never spend that much time making a game.
Oh, and then the illusion is broken.
I'm sorry. Frank, take these toys.
Yes.
I'm bringing them back Saturday.
Take them. Yeah, also check out Frank at New Jersey Gamer Con. He will be performing a snack on Titan and along with Console Wars. Guys, we got to get out of here. Anything you would like to plug?
Just the breaking the fourth ball. We are on Facebook under, you know, facebook.com/, I think it's Chris Wilde. Is this, he put it down as?
Believe so.
I believe it's Chris Wilde. And
on
also
the YouTube.
facebook.com/ Anthony Ferris, which is mine. You can get it there too. And it can plug the YouTube again.
The YouTube is Break the Fourth Wall with a space in between there. And you can also find me on Facebook at The Brian Hayden.
Excellent.
With a Y.
Any Twitters?
None here. No, I don't have any Twitters. Chris, Wild does, but we don't.
Good, because the speaker went crazy out of nowhere.
I have one, but I barely use it.
Okay.
But if you're interested, it's BRYNHDN, Brian Hayden without the A and the E.
In any case, be sure to give us 5 stars. Oh, Will, anything to add?
No, just end it.
All right.
Make it stop.
Be sure to give us 5 stars on iTunes, 5 star on Stitcher, vote for us on podcastland.com, make us the podcast of the month. You can also listen to us every Friday on Wildfire Radio. And as always, we would like to thank Ben Affleck for making the show possible and running over Will with a forklift. This is the Plus Two Comedy Podcast. Thank you guys so much.